Look, I appreciate you offering to help out around the temple, but don't think that puts you in good graces with me just yet. I'm still rather skeptical of you, human, and I can't help but wonder what Drazel actually sees in you. Well, say what you want, but I'm going to be keeping a very close eye on you. Tell me, what do you want to gain from this, I stopped to think about what Drazel wanted, but not you. What could you possibly want to gain from trying to impress the Demon Queen? Riches, perhaps? Ugh. Of course it's for lewd reasons. I probably should have known. What else could drive a human man to go to such lengths? Filth. All you care about is sex. I can see right through you. No, no, no. Do not backtrack now. You said what you said. Oh, I have the wrong impression of you. Well, what other conclusion can I come to? The facts point straight to that being the case. But, unfortunately, Drazel has been starved of male attention for too long now. That is why you still live. And that is why she has come up with this ridiculous situation. Because for some reason, she sees something in you. Of course I don't want to participate. Is that even a question? I just respect Drazel too much. I couldn't say no. We have been through a lot together. Even if I do think she's lost her mind with this, I'll back her till the end. The temple. Yeah. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I was brought up not too far from here, and was always drawn to its beauty, even when I didn't fully understand the significance. I have such fond memories of this place. Every week my people would come here, to remember and celebrate our past. Now, I keep it safe. Keep it clean. Maintain and preserve this vital part of our history. It is rather noble, but I don't do it for the recognition or the glory. It's just the right thing to do, and frankly, I enjoy it. Yes, it might be hard work, especially alone, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Don't worry. I'll make good use of your services while you're here. There's a lot of hard jobs to complete before it gets dark. So we have about, 2 hours or so to finish the day's work? Yeah, you'll definitely be the one doing the hard, heavy lifting stuff. What's that face for? While you've been out there indulging in your sexual desires all day, I've been working my ass off here. Okay, that may also have been tiring, but not nearly as tiring as some of the work you're going to be doing around here. As you are about to find out. Hey, human. Nearly done? Good. Honestly, your work rate and effort has been surprising, to say the least. I appreciate the hard work. You seem really motivated. Ugh, don't even remind me of that. Fortunately, I had forgotten about that part. My mind actually struggles to think of something more unappealing than letting you attempt to have sex with me. It is such an inappropriate place to even bring that up. You are lucky I do not strike you down for defiling this temple's purity with that insinuation. No, it's fine. I know you just want to get it over and done with as quick as possible so you can stride back into Drazel's lair, all cocky and smug, telling her that you managed to win me over, or something. I'm just one of those stepping stones. What? Normally, I'm great at reading people. But you... you are an anomaly. I can't get a true read on you. Say it again. Did you actually enjoy spending time with me? You do seem sincere. Well, if that's the case, then... thanks. I'm glad the enjoyment was mutual. No, no, don't get me wrong. It's not like I like you or anything. You were just good company. And you listened. I like that. I know I rambled on a little, but you still listened nonetheless. And you weren't just pretending to listen. You were actually invested in what I was saying, which isn't all that common. Stop it. You're just saying that. Well, I'm glad you find me interesting. That's nice. Anyway, instead of slacking around, we should go and do our last task of the day. It's not very demanding. Don't worry. We just have to water a few plants. I know. I left the hardest job for last. Do you want to do the honors, or shall I? Yeah. I trust you to do it. I have no reason not to. You've been nothing but helpful around here. Plus, it's not like overwatering them is the end of the world. Here, take it and just give them all a little water. Yeah, they are beautiful, aren't they? They're a rare species of Aclaris plants. They only grow in this area, so they are pretty rare. Yeah. If you are interested, I could tell you a little more about them. Well, this one here is a violet serpent. You could tell by its long, slightly curved leaves and its greeny purple color. Go on, give it a smell. Intoxicating smell, right? I absolutely adore them. So fragrant and vibrant. Deadly poisonous, though. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. It's only dangerous if you eat it. Smelling it is completely safe. I wouldn't have gotten you to do it otherwise. What? You think I want to poison you or something? You're not that bad. A little annoying, but not that bad. Well, you are growing on me. Very slowly, but you are. You've been very good company, and you've helped out quite a lot. So of course you're going to be up in my estimation. Anyway, do you want to know more? There's a plant that can make you hallucinate. That could be fun, right? It's just this one here. Oh, and by the way, I wouldn't smell it. It's deadly poisonous. Joking. Again, you are so gullible, human. Seriously, though, it can really make you hallucinate. Please, be my guest. Give the flower a whiff and see for yourself. See? The effect is pretty much instantaneous, right? It's meant to make you feel very light and free. It's a rather pleasant experience. Hey, are you okay? You're looking awfully wobbly. Come to think of it, I've never witnessed a human attempt this. Yeah, that probably should have been a consideration. What? You're just blankly staring at me. Can you say something? You're starting to freak me out. Are you okay? Human! What are you doing? Why are you touching my tails? Comfy? Okay. I'm not sure what I should do here. Do I just let you get it out of your system? I suppose I only have myself to blame. Hey! Don't pull on my tails! That hurts. Watch it. Your hand is wandering. Hey, are you okay? I'm so glad you're okay. I'm so sorry. You reacted really badly to the Chromarel's hallucinogenic aroma. I hadn't envisioned the effects being so severe for a human. I really didn't mean to endanger you. I promise. No. It wasn't the plant that ended up knocking you out. That was me. I didn't mean to. Well, I did. I don't know. I didn't expect it to knock you out, but you were just so dazed and drowsy that my slap knocked you unconscious. No, it doesn't matter. You are conscious again, and you seem to be completely fine. There's no need to dwell on the past. It's embarrassing. I don't want to mention the reason. I guess you have a right to know, but I don't think you're going to like it. Basically, you started getting rather close to me, playing with my tails, which I was kind of okay with, considering you were in a state of delirium. But then your hand started to move down towards my ass. When I felt your hand on it, that's when I slapped you. It was more of a reflex than anything. No, you shouldn't have to apologize. You weren't fully in control of your body. It was my fault. I just got too comfortable and didn't stop to think about the possible consequences. Oh, shut up. I'm only concerned about you, because I'm the one responsible for harming you. It's good to see that you haven't lost your impertinence. Where are we? I brought you back to my home. It's not too far from the lair, so you don't have to worry about getting lost or anything. It was the right thing to do. I couldn't just drop you off anywhere and not take accountability. I had to take you back and take care of you myself. It's not like you've been much trouble or anything, so it's not even really a big deal. You've been conked out on the sofa ever since I brought you back. I've just been making some of my special tea while you've been out. Would you like to try some? It might make you feel a bit better. Of course I didn't make it just for you. I just made it. And you happen to be here to try it. Look, do you want some or not? Okay, I shall pour you a cup. I hope you like it. I came up with the idea all by myself. It's made up of local leaves and a very secret, special ingredient. I can't tell you that. I can't have you knowing how I make my special tea. You'd sell the recipe off and become rich from my creative genius. So, do you like it? Really? I mean, yeah, I'm glad you like it. It does a good job at soothing me. However, it's especially good when you're sick or just don't feel too great. You're welcome. Do you mind if I sit beside you? Yeah, stupid question. It's my home, after all. I know I have already said this, But thanks for helping out today. You have a very good heart. Maybe that is what Drazel sees in you. Courage, bravery, and a good heart. She is actually trying to improve as an individual. Maybe she sees you as a compatible companion for her. Yeah, she may still have an intimidating aura surrounding her, but all she wants is to protect her lair from those who wish to steal from it. She's past her years of wanting to rule lands and dominate on the battlefield. Not really. I don't really see her all that much anymore. Maybe once every 2 to 3 months, when we're both free. That's why I was so shocked when she came to me with this. I knew it was serious, because she wouldn't contact me if it wasn't. Yeah, I guess I have enjoyed my time with you. At the start, I was genuinely dreading it. But it's been good. Sorry, I didn't mean to touch your hand. Yeah, because that would be weird. Why are you taking my hand back? No, it feels fine, I guess. You're staring at me so... I can't believe I'm doing this. But I really want to. It feels so nice, so warm. Before we go any further, I feel like I should tell you that I've never had sex before. I'm quite knowledgeable about the practice and act of doing it, but I have never, myself, experienced it. The reason is unimportant. I just want you to take that into consideration and be gentle with me. You are a lot bigger and stronger than me. I don't want you accidentally hurting me, blinded by lust. Good. Thanks for being understanding. Now, do you want to get back to where we left off? As long as you are gentle, then yeah. You can kiss my neck if you want. Oh, wow. That feels so nice. I love how you are stroking my cheek with your thumb while you do it. I feel like I should be embarrassed, but I feel happy, content. Kiss all the way back up to my mouth. You seem so hungry for me, human. Kissing me with such passion and desire. Making me feel so happy. I love this. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I've never had my body touched like that. You don't need to say sorry. You were being really considerate and gentle with me. Maybe I want to try just by letting you feel my body. Okay, now I am starting to feel the embarrassment. I sound so pathetic. I'm a magical kitsune. I shouldn't be acting like this. Yeah, maybe you're right. Well then, I want you to feel my breasts as a start to see how it goes. I am sure. I want you to try. I trust you. It feels so nice. I'm starting to feel all warm. I think I want more. Can we try without clothes? Okay. Take off your clothes and I'll take off mine. But please don't just gawk at me. Wow. You have such a nice body. Very pleasant on the eyes. Oh, thank you. That makes me feel really happy. I'm glad you love my body. Perfect. No, stop. There's no way I have a perfect body. How are you gonna show me? Oh, yeah. I want you to do that to me. I want to know what it feels like to have my nipples sucked. Oh, my. Oh, fuck. Oh, so sensitive. Oh, so good. Oh, please, please, more tongue. Oh, I love how your tongue feels as it glides around my nipples. More. Please, more. Pinch my nipple while you circle your tongue around the other. Human. I want more. I want you to touch my pussy and make me feel good. I feel wet down there. I'm okay. A little nervous, but also excited. I want you to be the one to make me feel good. Please, touch my pussy. Oh, that circular motion feels incredible. Just keep doing that. That's so nice. I feel so drenched down there already. Is that normal? You're just... You're making me feel so good. What? How can it feel this good? Please. Keep pleasuring my clit. I love it. This feels even better. My legs feel weak. I can feel my body submitting to the pleasure. Please. Please don't stop. Don't stop. What? Why did you stop? Please, don't tease me. I need more. Yes, yes. Use your tongue. Make love to my clit. Kiss it, lick it, suck it. I can't. I fucking can't. The pleasure is too much. I think I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Yes, please hold me. I feel weak, but so satisfied. Thank you. Your embrace is so warm. I want to make you feel good, too. I can see it's already excited. It just wants to burst out. Can I please take your cock out? I want to see it. Get on my knees? Okay. Let's see. Ow! What the? Did it just slap across my face? What the fuck? You're so big. I had no idea they could be this big. This is not what I expected. I don't know what I expected. Just not this. I mean, is it going to hurt? Well, I trust you. But I am a little scared, I guess. Look at it compared to my arm. That's crazy. Just look at the size. It smells so different. I haven't experienced a scent like this before. It's so unique. The taste? Yeah. I want to taste it. I just have to put it in my mouth, right? To pleasure you? So, how do I go about this? Do I just put it in and start swallowing? Put it in and gently suck. Okay, I can do that. Although, from down here, that seems like quite an intimidating request. No. I can do it. I want to do it. Stroke it? Like this? Is that nice? My hands are soft, aren't they? Your cock is pulsing in my hand while I stroke up and down. I'm glad I'm making you feel good. Okay, I'm going to try and put this in my mouth. Ah. This is so exciting. I really love how it tastes. I want more of it. Give me more. If I have to work for it, then I shall work for it. Do I have to put more of it into my mouth? Deeper. Okay. I will try. Sorry. I think that's as much as I can take. You're so sweet. You want to move on to the main event? Yeah? I'll just sit back down on the sofa then. I think I'm ready. You're gonna use your fingers first? Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I know you will, but please, be gentle. One finger first. Okay. Oh. 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 Oh, that's surprisingly tight for only one finger. It feels good, though. I think I want another one. Yeah, I want a second finger. Oh, you can push a little deeper. Oh, it's starting to feel really good. Oh, I'm really wet. Well, that's a good sign. You can go a little faster. There's a lot less resistance now. Fuck. Like that. Just like that. Yes. I didn't know pleasure like this could be achieved with just two fingers. If you think it would be a good idea to try three, then yeah. Fuck. Oh, how can fingers provide this much pleasure? Don't say that. That'll make me come again. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Why are you stopping? I didn't come yet. Oh, right. Yeah, I think I'm ready for you. Okay, you want me on top so I can control the pace. I like the sound of that. Are you sure you're comfortable doing this on the sofa? If you're sure, I just didn't know if it would be a comfortable place. Yeah, it is a pretty comfortable sofa, all things considered. I was just making sure. Okay, so just lie down and let's get to it, I guess. Well, here goes nothing. I will. I'll make sure to go slow. This would be a lot easier if you weren't so big. I'm glad we prepared for this. Otherwise, there's no way it'd fit. Fuck. I'm gonna go deeper. More. I need more of your massive cock. It feels so good. Fuck me. I'm not being overzealous. I just want more. I can take it. Just give me more. I love it. You're fucking me so good. You're perfect for me. So big. I need it all. Yes. You're all the way inside my tight little pussy. I'm completely full of your massive cock. Please fuck me. Fuck your hips into my pussy. Master. Yes, you are my master. I love you. Fuck. Yes. Fuck my pussy, master. I love how you feel. I love you, master. You make me feel so good. I want you to fill me up. Please finish inside me. No, I'm sure. I really want it. Please. Come inside me. Master. Master. Yes, I'm still calling you that. You have a problem with that, huh? Good. I'm glad you like it. Sorry, I shouldn't be acting like this. I should be thanking you. That was amazing. I was saving myself for someone special. And I think that someone is you, Master. It's getting late, and Drazel will want to know what happened. I will inform her now. And then we should probably make ourselves decent before heading back. She is going to be very pleased.